Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the latest Hawks Talk podcast. I'm Pat Boyle from CSN, joined by a former Blackhawks defenseman. You see him on Hawks pre- and post-game coverage in between periods, Mr. Steve Conroy. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Pat. Always good to be with you.
Good to be with you as well, and it's nice when you have great goaltending. I mean, let's face it, goaltending wins you Stanley Cups, wins you playoff games. It also can get you a really good seed, and if you look at the reason why the Blackhawks, after their 2-1 victory in New York, are tied for the league lead in points, a big part of that reason is because of the two guys that have been in net.
You're absolutely right. And I just looked to the last six games that Scott Darling has started. Blackhawks have given up 180 shots. So that's about 30 shots per game. That's a lot. And that's a lot to ask your goaltender. And you kind of touched on it. A goalie can make up for a lot of mistakes. They can cover a lot of mistakes. And that's exactly what Scotty Darling's been doing, whether it's turnovers in front of his own net, whether it's breakdown in coverage. Whether it's a penalty kill, maybe, you know, giving up a few too many chances. He has just made stop after stop that Joel Quenneville refers to as 10 bellers. He is, a really athletic guy for 6 feet, 6 inch tall, and, does a real good job in his crease. So, yeah, I have to agree, and it's not just Scotty Darling. Early in the season, we were saying the same thing about Corey Crawford. Absolutely a fantastic start to the season as far as the goaltending goes for the Blackhawks.
You know, you look at Darling, and obviously he was thrust into the spotlight in the 2015 Stanley Cup playoffs. But in the last couple seasons, there's been these incidents or injuries, or in this case, an appendix that was removed for Corey that has given him extensive look. It was the misstep where Corey hurt his foot last year that gave Scott extended time. And, this is a contract year for Scott. So this is big for him on many levels, and it's really nice to see the hometown kid who's battled through everything that he's done get to this point, and because of performances like Tuesday night against the Rangers, hopefully we'll see a big payday.
Couldn't happen to a better guy, and we know as well as anyone, Pat, he's battled his demons early in his college career, got through that, but he was knocked down a few rungs, and started out in the Southern Professional Hockey League, teams you've probably never heard of, and here he is playing in the NHL. What I like about him is he doesn't forget his roots. He's a guy who's, even when he was backing up, just always at the rink, a real hockey nerd. He knew exactly what was going on in the league, not just with his team, with every team in the NHL. And you talk to him about anything, and he was up to date on everything. One of those guys that's a really interesting guy, and he's fun to talk to too. But getting an opportunity now, and I think that's what every backup goaltender waits for, getting your opportunity to maybe grab the bull by the horns and run with it, and that's exactly what he's done.
Blackhawks went 5-2-2 when Jonathan Toews was out of the lineup with his back injury. He returns Tuesday night against the Rangers, plays a little over 18 minutes, just one shot on goal. What did you see from Toews in his return after being out for almost 3 weeks?
Well, it was an okay game, I guess, by his standards. He was real good in the faceoff department. I want to say he was over 60%, which is Jonathan Toews-like. I think he was missing a little bit on his passing, and that's just timing. It's all about speed. When you're out for 9 games, that's roughly 3 weeks, you're going to lose a half a stride, a half a step, and your timing is going to be a little bit off. But that comes back real quick, especially when you play against a team like the New York Rangers. So I think you're going to see a better Jonathan Toews his next game against the New York Islanders later this week. But he was absolutely fine. And I think just the fact that he's back in the lineup, now you've got four really strong lines. And, you know, Joel Quenneville talked about getting into that four-line rotation. He was in that tonight against the Rangers, and I think that's going to really serve them well going forward.
You were right on with Taves. He won 62% of his draws against the Rangers as the Hawks won 55% of their faceoffs. So great to see him back. Another guy that you touched on in the pregame show was a player that has gone through a lot of injuries and, you know, probably was a little intimidated when Gustav Forsling and Michael Kempney got so much attention, and deservedly so, out of the preseason, Trevor Van Riemsdyk. But back in the lineup, he's starting to stack some good games together, and then to see him score his first goal of the season, I mean, that's got to catapult his confidence to another level.
Huge for his confidence. And let's go back to his first game back after the injury earlier this year. He was in Philadelphia, a place he grew up very close to in New Jersey, but he was used to follow the Philadelphia Flyers. He had family at that game. He did not play very well, had a couple of mistakes, ended up costing the Blackhawks in goals. But, you know, he didn't let it affect him. He came back his next game, played really, really well, and tonight was one of the better defensemen. You mentioned scored his first goal in the year. You know, here's a guy who, he's not the biggest guy. I mean, he's tall. He's 6'3", not overly physical, but he's got a real good active stick. Excellent positioning inside his own blue line. And it's important for the Blackhawks. And you look at the Blackhawks now. You know, they've got eight guys who can play on any given night. And tonight it was Michael Roosevelt, who, when he's been in the lineup, I don't care who you talk to, especially on the coaching staff, they absolutely love what he's done at 38 years of age. And Michael Kempney, whose first year in the NHL, he has not looked out of place. So, you know, I think that's a good thing for the Blackhawks. Maybe tough for the guys who are sitting every now and again, but that's definitely a strength of the Blackhawks. And, you know, we go back, Pat, 2 years ago when the Blackhawks could barely put three guys out there at once. You know, it was you know, Seabrook and Keith and Hjalmarsson, and they were just trying to find a fourth guy after Johnny Oduya left. Now they've got eight guys, and it's a real strength of this hockey team.
If I said to you that at this point of the season, Marian Hossa would be leading the team with 15 goals, and I said, all right, well, okay, who's second? I don't think you would pick Artem Anisimov as the guy that's second in the clubhouse in goals. Look, last year Panarin had a fantastic rookie campaign. Obviously, Kane was the MVP. And a guy that was overshadowed because of those two great performances was Anisimov. Well, you know, this year, you know, he didn't have his best game at times during the Rangers, but because of the style of play and maybe the lack of other players on the Blackhawks that actually do what he does best, it plays into his wheelhouse, and this guy has a knack for making differences in games.
Yeah, scoring big goals. I mean, when it's crunch time, he can put it in the net, and that's sometimes tough to do. Six game-winning goals now. So basically half of his goals are game winners, which, you know, to me, very impressive. And you know, you look what he did last year, and yeah, he played with the Rookie of the Year and the MVP, but when you play with two guys who are, you know, high-octane offense, you got to worry about the defensive side of the puck, and that's exactly what he did. He was very responsible in his own zone. He knew that he had to be the go-to guy back there because, you know, he had two guys who would fly the zone, would take chances every now and again, and that was fine by him. And he was a great complement to them. And I'll go back to a conversation I had with John Tortorella earlier this year with the Columbus Blue Jackets. He had him with the New York Rangers, and he said he was the smartest player he's ever coached, which, you know, absolutely shocked me, surprised me. But when you watch him play, you kind of get what Torts is talking about. Just always on the right side of the puck, the defensive side of the puck. You know, very rarely turns pucks over in his own zone. Doesn't always look like he's moving real fast out there, but he gets the job done. And when he's around that blue paint, he's been golden.
Coming up, I'm going to ask you about, look, I know where the Hawks stand in the standings, but I want the eye test from you, how you're feeling and maybe what we have to look forward to in the upcoming games. That's coming up next on the Hawks Talk Podcast. Find all of our podcasts at csnchicago.com/podcast. Subscribe to our iTunes channel from there. You can also follow at CSN Hawks, where every episode is posted along with all your daily Hawks Talk News and Stories from Tracy Myers.
CSN Sports Talk Live podcast brings you the freshest takes and boldest insights on the hottest topics of the day.
David Kaplan leads the conversation with a rotating panel of writers, reporters, and personalities.
Don't miss a single episode. Subscribe at csnchicago.com/podcasts today.
Back on the Hawks Talk podcast, Pat Boyle and Steve Conroy. Blackhawks will make their way now. I think they're going to switch hotels, believe it or not, and they're going to get a little closer to Brooklyn. They'll take on the Islanders. And, you know, as we take a step back, we were walking out of the United Center on Sunday, and I said to you something like, you know, hey, they've been in first place pretty much atop the West the entire season. It just doesn't feel like this dominant, head and shoulders above everybody else team in the conference, and you had a theory behind that.
What was it?
Well, it was that you think it basically that maybe the balance of power, shifted to the East, and the things have gotten a little more watered down in the West.
Yeah, and I think that's probably right. You know, I look at the East now, and these New York Rangers, you know, they've been world beaters. Columbus Blue Jackets, unbelievable compared to what they did last year. The Philadelphia Flyers, I want to say, have won 9 games in a row now. So, yeah, the East, I think, is getting better. And listen, out West...
And Pittsburgh's picked up right where they left off.
Absolutely. And you know, they struggled early last year. You're absolutely right. But they ended up winning the Stanley Cup. And you look at out West, and, you know, the Dallas Stars, what do they have, 113 points last year? They're not even in a playoff spot right now. The Winnipeg Jets, you know, I know they didn't make the playoffs last year, but everyone thought they'd take that next step. They're kind of floundering as we speak. So, I think, you know, most of those, you know, you look at the teams in the Western Conference, kind of come back to earth. But with the Blackhawks, and I totally agree with you, you look at their 42 points, that's unbelievable. And I think this is a good thing. They can still play better. I mean, the goaltending has been great. Defensively, they've been real, real good. But, you know, I think scoring from our defense can be better. Duncan Keith still hasn't scored a goal. I know he's getting plenty of assists, but he still has not scored a goal yet. Patrick Kane's off the pace of last year where he averaged almost, a point and a half, I guess.
Right.
He's well off that pace. And Jonathan Toews, I know he's been injured for the last 9 games, but prior to that, Jonathan Toews, and he'd be the first to tell you, was not performing offensively. So, I mean, you add all that up, and then maybe, you know, the lack of third and fourth line scoring, which I think will come eventually. I mean, you get all those things going, and you're going to have a team that's going to be tough to stop.
Yeah, let's face it. Last year, the Blackhawks relied on the power play to make up for their lack of scoring 5-on-5. Power play hasn't been that good this year. It's been, and certainly as of late, you know, they're not getting actually too many power play opportunities, but they are only they only have 2 goals on their last 21 power plays. So I like what you're saying, that there's a lot of room for improvement in a lot of different areas. And I think if Toews, and you got to think, once he gets his timing back and gets his win, that, you know, he's going to start drawing. It's going to be that pick your poison between shutdown lines and top D pairings, where they can't always load up on Panarin and Kane.
Yeah.
And, Hose has probably been a recipient of the loading up on those guys. And hopefully Toews will also follow suit.
Yeah, because, you know, when you look at what Hose has done with Hartman in the absence of Jonathan Toews, it's been pretty impressive, the chemistry those guys have shown. So now you bring Johnny back into the mix, and, you know, let's give him a couple of games. But if that line can get going, you're absolutely right. I mean, it'll take pressure off of the Anisimov line and maybe free up Kane a little bit. Or the flip side of that is they stack up, you know, all their good defensive guys against the Kane line. Jonathan Toews' line should get some really good looks, too. So, it's just a matter of time right now as far as Jonathan Toews go. Look, when you're out for 3 weeks and have not been practicing a heck of a lot,
right?
You know, it takes a little bit to get back into the swing of things. But, you know, I think I know Jonathan. I know you know Jonathan, too. We've been around him for 8-9 years now. When he starts scoring goals, they come in bunches, and all he needs is one, and then he feels better about his game, and he just builds off that and snowballs.
Warm up for every Bears game 1 hour before kickoff with Bears Pregame Live.
Lance Briggs, Alex Brown, Jim Miller, and host Chris Bowden get you ready for kickoff and have instant reaction on Bears Postgame Live immediately following the game.
The best Bears coverage in the city is on CSN Chicago.
Okay, so I told you Thursday night, Hawks are in Brooklyn to take on the Islanders. We'll have our pregame coverage begin at 5:30 on CSN. And then on Saturday night, they go to St. Louis. St. Louis has the best record at home in the West at 12-1-3. As we tape this podcast, they are 6 points back of the Blackhawks, but they've played two fewer games. So your thoughts on what you've seen from this Blues team early on in this campaign?
You know, they've been pretty inconsistent because I've watched them at times, and they look like world beaters. They look like the team that, you know, might be the team to beat in the Western Conference. And then at other times, they look really disorganized out there, and it's not just the goaltending, it's team defense, which is really surprising because when you look at the guys they have in the back line, there's not many better defenses in the entire NHL. This is apparently the last year of Ken Hitchcock. I don't know if that's got anything to do with it, but they just seem a little disjointed as far as the team game goes. Individually, you look at what they've got on paper, and it looks very impressive, but they just haven't been able to get it together for long stretches. It's win a couple, lose a couple, win three, lose another two or three. So I think, it's still a team that I worry about because they've got everything you want. They've got size, they've got speed, they've got, guys who can score goals. Tarasenko can still, score with the best of them. But until they can start putting it together on a consistent basis, they're going to still struggle.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Hawks Talk podcast. Again, you can find all our podcasts at csnchicago.com/podcast. Subscribe to our iTunes channel from there. We will see you Thursday night when the Blackhawks take on the Islanders on CSN. Our coverage begins at 5:30. Thanks for listening to the Hawks Talk podcast.